Thank you. Hillary, do we keep cameras on for this one?
No, we're speaking usually.
Okay, fine.
Yep.
Checking.
We're now live, Hillary.
Thank you very much. So my name's Hillary Dineen. I'm the committee member and scrutiny manager. And I'd like to welcome you to this virtual meeting that is being conducted with members and officers at various locations, communicating via audio, video, and online. And there is also the opportunity for the public and press to listen and view proceedings. I will now explain how those proceedings will work and confirm that members and officers are in attendance. So when I call your name, can you please just indicate your attendance, please? Councillor Billing.
I'm here.
Councillor Dennis Harberg.
Yeah.
Councillor Jarvis.
Yeah, I'm here.
Ian Cooper.
Yes, I'm here.
Joe Dufferty.
Yes, present.
Thank you. Andrew Mills.
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
We have Anna Govia on IT and myself. I don't believe I've missed anybody. Extracts from the remote and partly remote meetings protocol are included with the agenda, and the full version is available on the council's website, which includes information regarding live streaming, noise interference, rules of debate, and voting. Members are requested to ensure that they are familiar with the protocol. Are there any questions before we start?
No.
Okay, thank you. So the first item of business, which is actually agenda item two, is the election of a chairman, sorry, chair. So can I ask for nominations, please?
Yes, I'd like to nominate Steve Jarvis.
Can I have a seconder, please?
I'll second that.
Are there any other nominations? In that case, Councillor Jarvis, your chair, and if I can hand over to you to proceed with the meeting. Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much. Apologies for absence. I don't need to be any since we're all here. Notification of other business. I assume there is no other business. Chair's announcement. So the usual one about reminding you about declarations of interest, which I'm not going to read out in detail. Public participation. I don't believe we have any. Which moves us on to the annual report of the council, the council administered charities. Ian Cooper, are you taking this?
Yes, I am, and my video starts working. Yes, I am, Chair.
I thought we got to that bit so much faster you weren't than you expected that you weren't ready.
I'm here. On your brief introduction, the report is pretty much summarised by the recommendations. You as a subcommittee are asked to approve the annual returns and accounts for the three charities who are required to do those for, and also come to confirm the position in relation to the fourth one, which is the Yeomanry and Artillery Collection. And then the second recommendation relates specifically to the two charities, King George's Field and Hitchin Town Hall Gymnasium and Workman's Hall, where the income for those two charities is more than 25,000. And so therefore they require an annual audit or review, and seeking agreement for that to be undertaken by the council's shared internal audit service. And they will do that during January to meet the deadline for submitting the information by the end of January for those charities. There's a bit more information in section eight around each of the four charities. But apart from that introduction, I'll happy to take any questions.
Are there any questions? No, it sounds like there aren't. So,
no, there are. There is.
Billing.
Councillor Billing.
Beg your pardon, I didn't have the participant.
That's all right. I know I should remember the answer to this, but I don't. I understand three of the organisations. Could you just remind me about the Hertfordshire Yeomanry and Artillery Collection, and why it's part of this committee's remit?
Who can answer that question?
I will do my best. I think because of the way they were bequeathed to the council and to the museum at the time, it would be formed part of a charity and therefore required a return to Charities Commission. it was quite a while ago, so I don't know exact details, but that's my understanding as to why it forms part of this rather than sort of some of the other donations we do get to the museum because of the way they were given.
Okay, thank you. Even though it's a Hertfordshire-wide thing.
I assume it was bequeathed to North Hearts rather than anything else.
These specific items are bequeathed to North Hearts, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any other questions? Okay, we're happy to move on to the recommendations then. So the first recommendation is that we approve the information required by the Charities Commission. And the second relates to those with income of more than 25k where there is an audit process. Are we happy with both those recommendations? I guess I need to ask you to... Do we need to vote on this, Hilary?
I think you'd be safer to, yes.
Okay, right. Hilary, can we vote on this then, please?
Yes, please do. Green for yes, red for no, blue for abstain. That's okay. Carried, Chair.
It's really carried, isn't it? And that, I think, concludes the business.
Thank you very much for chairing it so beautifully, Steve.
Thank you very much. I only got one bit wrong, didn't I? Not noticed you'd put your hand up.
Thank you very much. Well, closed at 15:08, Chair.
Is it possible?